Podly-dum.
All the cycles. All the cycles.
Podcast.
Podly-dum.
Spelled backwards.
Leap. Dumb.
Podcast.
Leap. Dumb.
Pod.
Spelled backwards.
Pod.
Leap. Dumb.
Hey, and welcome to Podly-dum break episode for Heterocycles.
Yeah, Heterocycles. I get that.
I'm Lex Basile Price. And we hit a million.
Yay!
I'm Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and I am not heterosexual.
And I'm JDB Crump, and I was the first one to text the screenshot of the million.
Yeah!
I was literally the night before, y'all. The night before. It was at 9999, whatever. And
Millions
I was just like,
Eve.
I'm gonna stay up and it's gonna turn over and I'm gonna send a 4 a.m. text, and then Lex and Hannah get to wake up to it. And around 3 a.m. I was like, it's not happened. I'm going to
Well, you have to imagine there can't be that many people listening.
Log it on. Click, 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 click.
We've had listeners say that we put them to sleep. Like, we're the thing that,
very
we're the thing
good
that
point.
Sends them to slumber city.
Yeah, how many of those million listens were just like people falling asleep and just letting our voices roll on
great.
For the next 6 to 9 hours? Because I want you all to have a good night of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, while we're taking this break, we're also celebrating, if you didn't know, we hit a million listens, and we are so proud of you all.
Yes. We're proud
for
of y'all.
Sticking with us.
Through some rough Think cycles.
Think of the things you've made it through. Think of how many times you thought ANTM and thus Podly-dum were done with blackface.
I'm waiting for one more.
You thought that. But you stuck it out.
And to all the fans who've said, I've re-listened to the whole thing, like, we're your comfort TV show that you binge. You're The Office on Netflix, if it was on Netflix, and if it still is on Netflix. It's so nice. And truly, when we started this, I would have never thought I would get to say the sentence we've had,
over
a million unique listens. And that's just, it's incredible. It's incredible.
My father-in-law has never been more impressed, and I've borne his only grandchild.
Let me say this, too. When we got to post this, all of a sudden, people who never talked to me about our podcast, and I'm talking like friends,
were
like, oh my God, that's a real thing?
I got a card from my gym about it, so
Wow. You
know it's real.
Wow. Yeah, that's how you know.
Where are our dentists saying congrats?
Where is Dr. Eduardo Falcon?
Junior.
The one dentist I would be excited to see.
Yeah. Was he a junior?
Yeah. He was Dr. Eduardo Falcon Jr.
It's just so sad because we haven't seen them in such a long time. I don't remember their
name. Official top model dentist.
Dentist. Yes. Official dentist to the top model stars.
Ooh, if I may, could I suggest a Spotify poll for this episode?
Ooh.
Please.
I would love to know when you most regularly listen to us. Is it morning, during your work day / commute, slumber,
or do you prefer
like going to bed?
Full coverage?
I prefer a little more.
All day.
You listen to it all day, wall to wall.
Yeah. Because I feel like we get the most morning chores and work/work commute. So many people, I don't know how, y'all have bigger, better brains than me. So many of you say that you listen to us while doing your job. And I've had jobs where I do very repetitive tasks and I can't. I have to go full Katy Perry nonsense lyrics music. I have to be like, it has to basically be an instrument.
Unconditionally, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be
stuff
like that.
Yeah, aliens fucking. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all Katy Perry's best. Well, we got it.
I have to confess, because I tend to do,
I love a confession.
You know, we all know, listeners, that I do an unreasonable amount of research. So I usually watch the episodes a little earlier than JDB and Hannah. And I'm not going to ruin anything, but as time of this recording, I have watched the first episode, and
of Cycle 21.
Mm-hmm. And wowie zowie.
I will be drinking for every recording because it's number 21.
Oh, yay! Good. It is full of quotes, let me just say.
Cool!
Let me just say that. So far, full of quotes.
Let me say this. I'm now interested, truly, these remaining four cycles. Can't believe it.
Oh my God.
Four cycles.
I almost cried. I almost spontaneously started crying.
Which are going to end up being good for podcast. Mm-hmm. Because college ended up being a podcast
bonanza.
I think a golden child.
A boom just time.
A fun one. Yeah, a real fun one. Because I still remember jokes and quotes. And when Laura came back in Cycle 20, we had more fun talking about her than we did anyone else.
Yeah.
So I truly wonder if it's going to be one of those things that the ones with guys are just a little bit more of a slog because of sexism, misogyny, them not getting training, blah, blah, blah. And or if we'll get like a, once we get Rita in the final seasons, we get that VH1 era, if it will kind of get back to just.
More
how
drag
we're
going to
watch that,
yeah.
We don't know yet. If you have a.
23 is available as of right now.
Right now.
Yeah. So you know what I'd love for people to send? If you have access to those episodes, how do you watch them?
That's a good thing, Lex. If y'all, some of y'all are internet sleuths. Mm-hmm. You are so good at internet, and I am not. And if you have the episodes in there, like in a presentational format, and I will take some subtitles in another language.
Oh yes.
Yeah, we don't need. We captions crunch can take a cycle off.
They're tired anyway.
Yeah.
They're so tired.
But 23 better stay on Hulu.
From my recollections, in both 21 and 22, there is one male-identifying cast member in each cycle who makes the cycle a major bummer because they also last for a very long time.
I mean, I literally, while watching the first episode, which is half of an audition episode, I truly didn't remember. Yeah. I truly didn't remember most of the people.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I am like, I'm kind of like, ooh, I only know like two of these people definitely get on. Or three
I know
of these
Will.
People. Yeah, Will's there.
Our love.
Yeah.
Once again, the weight of the season resting on a queer person's shoulders.
It also both will help and not help that he reminds me very much of one of my friends that Hannah and JW know. So
sure.
In a wild way.
I will say this. I can't tell you more than three people who get on next cycle off the top of my head. There might be some people that when I see them, I'm like, oh.
I've watched the show and I'm like, oh, I think only four of these people I know get on the show.
Yeah. Who's my Clea that the entire time I'm like, they're never going to cast Clea and she's a delight. And then she makes it on the show.
I mean, these three cycles are just a rich stew in my mind, all bumping up against each other. So it is hard to like separate the ingredients out. I'm pretty sure I remember four people who get on and they're all men. Like the women of this cycle are nothing in my mind, which I feel weird about.
They're just not the focus anymore.
No. And I think this is actually interesting.
No one cares.
An interesting thing to bring up that JW and I recently realized. There has not been a winner of color since Krista.
Isn't that fascinating?
That is fascinating. That's fucked up.
Because we were really talking about it. I brought it up because I was like, you know, getting Laura and then Jordan back to back seems like something old school top model would have never done.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I was like, but
well,
wait.
That's the internet's fault.
Well, that's the thing is I was like, okay, is it just a function of social media or is it something about the show? And then we were like, oh, but I guess the top two in Cycle 18 were both.
I mean, technically, Anjali did win.
Well, sure. But then the actual winner was Lisa. And then Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And then Anne.
Mm-hmm.
And these aren't undeserving winners, but
it starts to, when you go back, I was just like, we literally, JW and I were going through and being like, who won that? Oh, no. And then just kept going back and back and back and back. And we're like, yikes.
All the way to Krista.
All the way to Krista.
It's just funny because it's kind of funny that we didn't realize it. And I think part of that is because the show like changes itself every cycle now. It almost feels like a new show we're watching. So we're not comparing it to anything. Whereas before, we had opening credits that were just like, here's the winner, here's the winner, here's the winner, here's the winner. That was the opening credits sequence.
Technically, as Marie would have one.
Well, if only she had put a butt pad in.
What we're saying is, Asmarie, this is your fault.
I blame you, Asmarie.
I am going to be interested for the return of Miss J.
Yes. Yeah.
I hope that brings some levity and joy and less toxicity to the judging panel.
It feels like a new, this feels like a new top model scale from Usai to Miss J.
Yeah, and we lose Rob and Brian Boy, as we said. Brian Boy gets replaced with a board.
Yep. Brian board.
Can we please call it the Brian board?
Yes, done.
No, just Brian board. Brian board.
But that's interesting to me because we'll see. I haven't watched anything yet, and it does sound like you've seen a panel yet, really, Lex.
No.
That if you're losing Rob and Brian and gaining Miss J, it sounds like the panel overall improvement.
Sure.
So I'll be interested to see if the panels are a little bit lighter than the bickering we got.
I am very curious to see Catrone v. Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Are they a team? Are they rivals? Do they politely ignore?
I do not remember if we get guest judges again.
Oh.
I
hope we do.
And pray. Because here's the thing I truly learned this particular cycle, and it was true in college too, but college had so much
other
weirdness.
Stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But once that newness of the social media and the stuff wore off and there was less to talk about, panels become the most boring part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Whereas panel used to be our quotes and our silly challenges. And I know those haven't been around for a while, but private panel.
A research on the guest.
Exactly. Some getting, loving some people. Yeah.
Honestly, getting rid of panel challenges was such a mistake. I still miss them. And it reminds me a little bit of when Drag Race doesn't do like the mini challenges. And I always am sad about that. Unless it's, you know, if it's Snatch Game, whatever. But I think having those silly things is so important both for the mood of the viewer and the mood in the room.
Yeah.
Like, everyone needs a minute to not take this seriously. And when you don't get that, it comes out in weird ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just gave us some of our dumbest stuff. A&TM Chocolate.
Melrose Boxing, happily.
Apologize to that hat.
The fedora trap.
Mm.
Like, it just gave us... Tippity Top Models.
Wow.
Like, all of our best stupid came from these little panel challenges because they were so half-assed, but also taken so seriously. I'll never forget when Tasha Smith just appeared to the side. And we were all like, was she there the whole time? But if we also get guest judges, I think panel could basically be fixed.
I think so, too.
Yes.
Miss J's going to help a lot. Not having Brian Boy is going to help a lot. But then it's like, why couldn't we get that and Johnny?
You know, why couldn't you just put it all together?
And then the only butthole is Catrone. And it's like, great. That's viewable.
Right.
Is this upcoming cycle wig? On beard weave?
It is
beard weave. I believe it is beard weave, yes. Because that's one of the four men I remember in my life.
It's your anniversary of your first Facebook status or whatever.
Facebook status.
Yeah.
I look forward to it every year.
This is the season of beard weave.
Oh.
And that guy, from what I remember.
This is how you deal with homophobia.
You do something silly. This man is a casual monster from my recollection.
The only thing I remember about him is being homophobic. That's like the whole
and having
journey.
Having a beard weave.
Yeah. And that was a punishment.
Yes. I think, I know we talked about the possibility of Jordan coming back. I don't know for sure if she does, because the way this season begins, y'all aren't ready. It makes it seem like she ain't coming back.
Well, we know that Corey does,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So maybe he's the replacement.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. It's funny because I know in one of these two cycles, it's the beautytainment one, I think.
That's next season.
The way that casually rolled off your tongue.
I know Allison Harvard comes back too. And I'm like, now Tyra's like, it doesn't matter if they're the winner.
Yeah,
I just want fan favorites.
Yes.
Please watch.
But also, clearly, I think it's who Tyra likes.
Yeah, I mean, she does have that relationship with Allison.
Yeah, she goes to her show.
She never understood why other people liked Allison.
She's like, I get why I like Allison, but I'm a weirdo.
I hope I hope when Allison Harvard comes back that Tyra's just like, here's Allison. Now, let's all sit down and have a talk. Why do you like her?
Aren't you excited? Why?
I saw her one-person show, and y'all, I'm more confused than ever.
I still like her, but I don't know why.
I'll buy the NFT, but what's happening?
You know Tyra. I'm shocked Tyra didn't, like, go hard into NFTs. Let's be real.
Oh.
It felt like Smize Cream was, like, one step away with the whole, like, virtual Lionel Richie thing. Mm-hmm. But then it that phase ended.
Well, now it's on Princess Cruises.
Exactly. And Abu Dhabi. And the Abu only two Dhabi. Places you can buy Smize Cream.
I also want to give a shout out, and because I got tagged, I think we all got tagged in a...
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so on TikTok, thank you so much to all the folks who tagged us. There is a user, Julian Sewell, yes, at Julian Sewell, who a lot of people do silly top model TikToks. A lot of impressions mm-hmm. of Tyra, a lot of impressions of iconic moments mm-hmm. from show, lip syncs, what TikTok is. Yeah. Julian, let me tell you right now, you clearly actually watched the show.
Yes.
Because oh, yeah.
the specifics and the details and were there.
As I mm-hmm. think I said in a text, it was the small choices.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That aren't the
cadence.
The big
one. The cadence was absolutely nailed.
Absolutely. The moment. So if you haven't seen it, and again, it's at Julian Sewell's, just like Elise. find them. They do a lot of comedy stuff, but the specifics, it was a bottom two. The Tyra speech, the cadence, and the word choice, and then the flip of like, I think you could have gone far. Like, once she eliminates someone who's crying, and the shrug from one of the contestants who didn't care. It was like, it was, this is going to sound so arrogant, but I'm going to lean into it.
Please do.
It's the only person that I've ever seen do a sketch like this where I'm like, they know as much as we do about Top Model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas some people, like, have an idea of what Top Model is.
To make a really good parody, you have to know something so well and also love it, because yes. that's how you really understand what's wrong with it. That's why we're all here. And I think a lot of people are casual fans who want some views, who know that the show is in the ether, but you can really tell when someone is a fan. Uh-huh. And has watched the episodes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think a lot of the trap of Tyra Banks impressions is to go, like, crazy. Mm-hmm. And to, like, do a lot of...
Tyra Show. Yes. I feel like people mm-hmm. have seen the clips of the Tyra Show, and that is a separate character that she is playing.
But the fact of them just going, like, and one of you will go home. Like, that's the choice that, like, I don't think lesser impressions would make.
Yes. So mm-hmm. anyway, now this is just a Julian Sewell stand account yeah. for 5 minutes, but I want to give those people, like, the credit when mm-hmm. the credit's due that mm-hmm. I, like, love. You're so right, both of you, about, like, when you love something, you can do it better. I remember there were friends of mine who did musical parodies, and they did them of movies, and they clearly loved what is it? Steel Magnolias?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And they did a parody of it, and it was still one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. It was incredible. The person who did Bo Derek played her like an actual monster because of how weird she acts in that movie, and it was incredible. One of the best things ever. And then they did another film that, because people voted on the next one for them to do, but it was not a film that they were passionate about.
You can tell the difference.
And it was still good, but it wasn't iconically good. Like, it wasn't amazing. It wasn't, and you could just tell that they didn't care about that movie.
Well, this is why Documentary Now is so good, too. Like, they pick documentaries that they clearly have obsessed over and are excited to recreate. That's why one of my favorite all-time pieces of pop culture ever is the Co-op the Musical episode of Documentary Now. For any musical theater nerds who listen to this podcast, if you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor, because it's amazing.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me ask y'all a question. I want your opinion as co-host and as friends.
Oh, no.
Do you know what that is, Hannah?
Nope.
Lex, do you want to explain it? Then I'll ask my question.
We get it. You two are better friends.
No.
Oh, please. I literally had someone be like, oh, I love that it's like a trio where it's like two best friends and you, JW. And I was like, oh.
So, just because I don't know anything about Pokemon.
We all have different friendships. We're all friends with each other in different capacities.
Explain to me.
It's an Erica Jayne from The Real Housewives.
Heard of her, yes.
Put out a song, and I can't even tell you the name of the song.
No, who cares?
And it doesn't matter.
It's not you need a job.
No. Because the song...
In that vein.
At second zero of the song...
Yes.
Like, you can't... She just goes, and then the rest of the song has nothing to do with that. But you don't get any, like, moment of respite. It just, like... Mm-hmm. Jump scares at you.
Ooh. So if it's on your shuffle, this another song will be ending. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Something by Ashley Tisdale.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
And, Spotify will do a smart fade. And so you'll hear at the end of the other song.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Okay, question for y'all.
Friendship question. I've
been invited on a couple of podcasts, and they are always like, and so is reality TV, because that's just who I am now.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I have an opinion on. And
Cher Lotto, I'm sure.
And sometimes they're like, hey, do you want to talk about Top Model? We're going to talk about that. I always say no. And I tell them for two reasons. One, I talk about it enough. Two, we'll always have an episode that competes with whatever that is. And also, I just don't have more to say.
No. And I genuinely want to talk about other reality shows in ways that I don't get to that often.
We are multifaceted individuals, all right? And so if you...
Even when it doesn't seem like it.
No. Even when it seems like I'm myopically obsessed with hating someone, I do have other interests. So, we're happy to talk about anything else.
I watch so many trashy dating shows in a way that I never thought I would, and I barely get to talk about them, because a lot of my friends either don't watch them. I can't not talk about these shows. It's really sad. All this knowledge.
I want to talk about The Challenge. It's still on.
Yes. And the Challenge US, the new season, is one of the best things they've ever done. And I can't believe this show keeps getting better.
Don't even start about The Challenge Australia, because that show is weirdly amazing.
And so gay.
So fucking gay.
I just watched all of Gordon Ramsay's newest show, and it is not good, but I kept watching it anyway because it was kind of fascinating.
And there was a woman on that show who has appeared on Top
Model. I spoke of her at the time.
I also love that with Gordon Ramsay's shows, you can basically put any two like food and action words together, and it's kind of the title. So is it called like Eat Stab? Fork War?
This one is wild because he basically decided to do his own version of Food Network Star. So it's Gordon Ramsay's Food Network Star. So it's what if Food Network Star, take away some of the food, replace it with Shark Tank, and make everyone take it really seriously.
Love it.
And it's not good, but it is. I don't know what any of these people are good at.
And there's one guy that's like, I'm not a cook, I'm a tech bro.
That's a thing across all Gordon Ramsay shows, though, is everyone has to take it very seriously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You are not here to chuckle, and this is not the time for laughter and jokes.
Jokes. Everyone is Jade.
I will, to like, think about what we're looking forward to, we are truly in a weird blend of two cycles I know nothing about. This sounds weird. I don't know how much I know about the Rita Ora cycle. Like, I bet a lot of it will come back to me.
Yes.
But then I feel like I have a lot of memories of that final cycle still, despite the fact that I haven't watched it in 5 years now.
Those are the cycles that we watch together in real time. Mm-hmm. And like the whole idea for this very podcast was born.
Yeah.
But that meant that I was drunk when I watched both of those cycles. Because these were viewing party situations. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how well. The only thing I remember from the Rita Ora cycle is Rita Ora's like smeary video calls.
Oh my God, where she was always in a robe.
Just remember that there's one episode where she disagrees vehemently with the rest of the panel, and then she's about to give a photo out, and she's like, no, I can't. And she turns around, and I'm like, you're trying to make television, and I love you. But what's so funny, like, for the last cycle, cycle 24, I know the top four, and I know many people under the top four. And I know there's a, like, I remember so many details from that.
I can only tell you the top three. Like, that's how bad, like,
Janice is probably the one that you're...
It's very vague to me.
Or, as like Tyra weirdly... sometimes said, Shawnees. I'm like, Shanice is a pretty popular name.
I feel like I remember actually a decent amount of the cast of 22.
Wild.
I know.
Cycle Nile, the Nicol.
Cycle Nile, the Nicol. Yeah.
I don't. I can't even tell you who was second.
Oh. It's a good one.
So it's interesting. I also remember this episode is just us seeing what we could predict. Like, did we actually remember these? Are we collecting? I know that the Top Model app came out, the game, and someone in a challenge won the ability to be in the game. But it was like, for some reason, they had to do it right after judging. And so they get swept away to like a three-dimensional scanning booth.
Oh yeah.
Is the MLM this cycle, or does it not happen till 22?
I think it's 22.
Because Niall's in the video now.
Yes.
Could the MLM start next cycle and it just doesn't have the music video? Very likely.
Yeah.
Because Tyra loves a two cycle gimmick
hobby.
Yeah, hobby. Music videos. Ooh, bored.
I'd like to make a prediction. Or, like, get your reads on it. Do we think Tyra's going to continue to do makeup on set?
No.
Okay. Great.
I do wonder if I have a prediction, though. I think this cycle that we just covered is the least engaged Tyra's been, despite some of the visits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think we saw Tyra realize that the show had gotten worse. I think she's going to be a little re-engaged this cycle.
Okay.
I agree with that. I feel like she is going to be a really active presence in making sure that a guy wins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
I think she was like, I can't believe this happened on my watch. A guy has to win.
I also wonder if we're going to get an actual Tyra photo shoot, because I'm sorry, that was not a Tyra photo shoot at the Bay Entry.
No.
It wasn't in black and white. Fun. And also, yeah.
And there was natural lighting.
And yeah, someone else was taking the photos. Worst photographer.
She's like, not the worst.
There's some photography that she's done that, like, who knows how many other people are involved to really make that happen. But I'm like, you have an eye for it.
I honestly think she just wanted to take pictures of that tree and then had to incorporate the models. And I'm like, yeah, that's a great tree. I get why you would want to take fancy pictures of it. Just don't include people next time.
Yeah. Oh, I have no idea what the international destinations are either.
Nothing.
No.
I don't even know if there are ones.
Yeah, I have a vague memory that like Las Vegas is one.
Ooh. Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Ooh, how petite cycle of them.
I just worry. I feel like there's that kind of a thing coming.
Because I'll be honest, I've been pleasantly surprised.
We got a Groupon for some skydiving in Reno, Nevada.
Y'all were taking photos on the stratosphere.
Get in this economy plane now. I've been surprised. I thought international destinations actually like stopped at some point. And I thought it was like, so every time now they're like, we're going to Bali. I'm like, we are? Are you sure? 8 of them? All right.
Okay.
What's, I mean, also, the announcements have gotten so much more casual also. There used to be Z's and sheep
banners
and extras and dancers.
Mm-hmm. And little flags.
You know, that's a big part of what I think Top Model needs its camp back.
Yeah.
And I wonder if truly with guys, they were just like, we can't be as campy.
They were tried to replace camp with sex and it failed miserably.
Oh my gosh, that's exactly what happened.
Terrible choice. No one's
ever wanted that.
No one asked for that.
No. Can you imagine? I do kind of wish that they had finagled Victoria onto a guys and girls cycle. Can you imagine?
Oh my god. No, Krista, to bully those men right out of the competition.
Did you want to see Marvin cry more?
Yeah, guys are so much easier to bully than girls. They have no defenses.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything to conclude our predictions, is there anything that you're like really looking forward to besides like a Miss J return and just the presence of Niall, I suppose? Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you remember coming up? I am interested once we get to VH1, because I knew the whole show gets a new coat of paint.
Yeah.
New opening credits and new visual, even new logo.
We've said this before, but yeah. I will always be excited to spend time with Ashley Graham. Mm-hmm. Once that eventually happens.
And I have a good memory that Drew Elliott was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I think that I think they really cast that well. And Law Roach.
And Law Roach is there.
And Law Roach.
Who might be fun to talk about.
I mean, I didn't love them on Legendary, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
What a strange mix of someone whose talent I respect so much and like what they do in their profession so much. And in this arena, I'm like, I don't know.
Not everyone needs to be a judge.
I can't say that this is something I'm truly looking forward to, but for this particular upcoming cycle, I remember who wins. I remember that they won, and I remember almost nothing else about them.
Cool. Fascinating.
I have no idea who wins. I'm going to tell you right now, this is the only cycle that I can tell you I 100% do not know who wins coming into it. I'm sure Where Are They Now usually spoil it for me about halfway through once those fun facts get thrown in my face, but right now, I know it's a guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because Jordan's fun fact was she was the only girl to win a guy-girl cycle.
I remember who it is. I remember the face, and I remember nothing of what they do on the show.
Fascinating.
God, yeah.
I could really use like a likable winner. Just an I know we'll get that probably with Niall, but like just an uncomplicated, likable person.
The problem with Niall from my recollection is that while he is the best contestant, he is not the best model.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I don't care.
And I only say it makes sense because, like, how did Niall just not dominate the whole thing if he was also, like, a great model and a good person?
Mm-hmm. And a sweet baby angel, yeah.
Top Model can't hold both of those things at the same time. You get to be one or the other.
Well, Anya.
She didn't win.
But she was the best model and the best person, I'm saying. Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
We're talking winners.
Winners. Very fair.
Whitney won and she was neither.
It's amazing. Well, at least she was the best. Oh, no.
But at least she seemed like a good.
You know who are good people and probably good models, though? All of the Lead'em Pod that heard our clarion call. They heard.
Toodaloo!
Spotify for Podcasters had fucked up. Yeah, you heard.
Sorry, I want like a trumpet version of the conspiracy theory.
I don't know if I've got trumpet in me. Here, hold up. I'll trombone it.
So I would like to call out.
Yes.
Claire.
Yes.
Jenny. Miranda,
okay.
Uh-huh. Raven,
love
Sarah,
okay.
Steven,
ooh.
Ashley,
hi.
Emily,
boom.
Kim, Kim,
ooh.
Lauren, Martin, and Hula Hey. Thank you for being like, this is fucked up. I want to support my favorite podcast.
Kim's Unite.
Right? Yeah, Kim's all. Yeah, but thank y'all.
We appreciate you so much doing this work. Like, actually
sorry, having I had to, do, it,
to
yeah.
do work.
Yeah. Well, I had a couple people DM me very nicely, but very frustratedly that they were having such a problem donating. And I was like, we wish we could help. Like, that's not something that we anticipated ever being an issue, because it never really had been before.
And, you know, we never want to make it harder for people to give us money.
No. Easy peasy.
That's why I walk around with my money sack open all day.
We said how
even in a foreign country?
Ooh.
What? I didn't understand that.
I just remember, like, there was this era of traveling to international destinations, yes, where there would be lots of travel tips that were like, keep your money close to you at all times and make sure it's protected. Like, it was
front
very xenophobic.
Pocket.
Uh-huh.
So funny.
Yeah. But truly, we would not have made it to 1 million plays without the incredible Lead 'Em Pod and everything they do.
And to end this break episode, and then next week we will be back with the premiere, which is apparently a half audition.
Yep.
Of Cycle of 21.
There are less people. I'll spoil this. There are less people cast on this cycle, and there are more episodes than last season.
Oh, no.
8 people come back.
I was going to say, also, don't they reduce the number of comebacks?
I think they do.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, we also had one very special shout out that we wanted to give from a fan who wrote into us. And we really wanted to make sure to give this shout out its own space. And so I'm going to read it in full. This is from Marianne. Dearest Podleadum, I got a raise at work. Ooh, congratulations. And decided to treat myself to a Leadum Pod membership. I want to take this opportunity to dedicate my membership to my great friend, Tyler. He was a wonderful and flamboyant man who spread joy everywhere he went. I just want the universe to know that we still love him and miss him terribly. He truly was a queen. Rest in peace, Tyler. Miss Diamond, if you're nasty. Fierce in love, super fan, Marianne.
Just beautiful.
Just wonderful. And Marianne had reached out asking if, in a donation, that could be the shout out instead of our normal one. And absolutely happy to do that. Tyler, sounds amazing.
Yes.
Miss Diamond, come on.
Exactly the kind of human we would want to celebrate.
Yes, absolutely. And I am so glad that they were a part of your life, Marianne. And yeah, you're still holding those memories very dear. And I hope I did that reading justice in this little bonus episode.
Yeah, and it really makes, you know, this stupid, ridiculous, dumb show that we do, that we get together and talk about for hours, too long, perhaps, maybe sometimes, mean a lot that we get messages like that.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
We're so glad that, you know, million listens, kind of aside, just we love doing the show. It's been such a reprieve when I've had a rough week or something like that, just to laugh with my friends and make it through the day.
The day.
I love to visit Los Angeles.
I love
entertaining my friends.
I love fun. I love friends. And I love laughs.
But so we're glad that so many of you enjoy it as well. And I'm always worried about sounding self-congratulatory, but you know, so with this, if y'all didn't listen, we'd never get to 1 million. So thank you so much. Yes. And thank you anytime you share it with someone, anytime you recommend it, anytime you listen to it with
anytime you defend us on Reddit.
Yes.
We might not see it, but we know you're doing that.
We know. We know what's happening.
For our own mental health.
Oh, can I tell you, recently I was at a party and someone who I...
Brag.
No, it was in Brooklyn. It's not that big of a brag.
Sorry.
And some people are going to be like, why do they hate Brooklyn? It's because it's
far away from
us. So far.
Yeah, we're uptown babies.
We have to go all the way down and over. And then the trains
and run over.
The trains run so slow in Brooklyn.
So slowly. Yeah. A perfectly normal train in Manhattan gets to Brooklyn and then just gives up.
Uh-huh.
That's why Lauren took the L, a loss, not the the subway. But I was there and someone was like, oh my gosh, I listened to Pod Leadum. I was like, oh.
Celebrity.
I know. And then they were like, oh, I read about you all on Reddit all the time. And I was like, oh no.
No, don't do that.
And I was like, hey, if you're about to tell me anything, just honestly, Reddit can be a little unkind. So maybe I don't need to hear this. I'm at a party. I'm with my friends. Mm-hmm. I have a balloon, perhaps. And they were like, no, like everything I've ever read about y'all on Reddit has been positive. And I was like, I'm not going to go back.
No.
But I like that the tide might have turned. And if you know the tide hasn't turned, don't tell me.
Don't tell us.
No.
That's why we have a Discord that is lovely and vibrant.
And we also still have a lot of people who do discover us via Reddit. So I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take that W. Oh, just like Lauren took that L. Two models. Or one. What did we say?
There were two. There were two models.
Oh, Hannah and I said one, right? Sorry.
You did. Yeah. You betrayed the sisterhood.
You finally admitted you were wrong.
Hannah, we were lying for such a long time.
How dare you? It was one.
One. God, remember when that fan asked that of Rebecca in an interview and she had to answer?
She was like,
the most influential any of us have ever been.
If we ever do a bonus episode that's like a top 10 moments of the podcast, one of my favorite is some fan, whoever you are, a true hero, invading one of those interviews to ask the dumbest question, context-free, and to see Rebecca go, no, it must have been two. Yeah. It might have even been three. And we're like, what?
You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
There was only one because Rebecca murdered the other two. Canonically murderer Rebecca. Yes. You can find me and my theories on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on TikTok loving every time you tag me in a fun sketch at JW Crump OK. And I have found out that some people think that that's JW OK like TikTok. No, it's JW the word OK. It was supposed to be like JW OK.
Ah.
Yeah.
Not JWOK.
Yeah, which a lot of people apparently try to search for. Whoopsie poopsie, I tried.
A lot of people were respecting like wok related content, like you just cooking a lot of stir fries.
Yeah.
This is how old I am. I just found out there's a not interested button on TikTok that helps me deal with my algorithm. So.
Oh, Lex, your life's about to change.
I know.
Oh, honey, you know I'm not on TikTok.
But Podleetum is.
Now it's all tiny rescue cats eating slurry.
Oh, the slurry cat? The slurry
cat with the... make me get on TikTok.
The face fur that gets
Hannah,
all funny.
It's always so dirty. It's always so dirty. And it can't meow, so it just goes,
I'm sorry, can you do that and the Erica Jane noise back to back? Noises back to back.
So for Podleetum, I have been Lex Basile Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
It's the next episode starting.
Podleetum is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.